This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So we're in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV-positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body.
Why do
we know that all over the world, the people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying it's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase.
Correct.
Mm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah, why is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature, so the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.
And I know it's not nitric oxide. It's nitric. I just get that wrong. But you can find that product at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. All right. huge second hour, giant third hour, so much lined up. Dr. Darren Beatty joins us straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Jacinda Ardern.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Jacinda Ardern has resigned. Klaus Schwab said that she was the best example of their female operatives, and that Justin Trudeau is the best example of a male operative. She carried out every order of the UN and the globalists and the Chi-Coms, and she is now resigning because she has about a 19 to 20 point support rate, even with her skewed polls. She is a truly wicked woman that said, don't talk to your neighbors, that the lockdowns will basically never end, that don't look at the sun, don't go outside. They said, don't look at the sunset. They said that in Australia and New Zealand. Just absolutely over-the-top evil. We have incredible footage on InfoWars.com, a placement of later of the great folks at Rebel Media confronting Albert Bourla of Pfizer. It was a devastating tag team by two reporters. Schwab got confronted and ran off, scurrying into the night like a Nazi 2.0 that he is. We've got so much more. And this happened a few days ago, and I meant to cover it, but I want to hit it some today because now they've got all these different camera angles of Greta Thunberg with the police at a coal plant in Germany, trying to have one of their last coal plant shut down so they can all freeze to death. And she's there with the cameras and the lights and the cops, and she's laughing with them. And then they say, action. And then they start pushing her away and saying they arrested her. Headlines everywhere. CNN is still not retracted. BBC's not retracted. I got the articles here in the stack. It's ridiculous that they shoot all this social media themselves, then put out a fake video, do this whole fake mosh pit with the police, and then still put out the admission it's fake. They just don't care. They just rub it in our faces. That reminds me now we learned thousands of doctors weren't real doctors on Twitter from the Twitter files. You know, it's the same on Facebook and everywhere else. They were working for think tanks. They were working for PR firms. Well, they turn around and call us fake news, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely insane. All right, joining us to cover the waterfront is Dr. Darren Beatty. He was a White House advisor and speechwriter to President Trump. He's also been a professor and political scientist. And he's at Darren J. Beatty on Twitter. And Revolver.News, of course, does a fabulous job. And he's here with us to talk about what's coming up in the new Congress, what's happening with Hunter Biden, what's happening with the awakening to the globalists and the WEF and the Chi-Coms, and what our key strategies he thinks we can have. He's a really smart guy. I respect him. On what we can do to accelerate the awakening and stop the tyranny and turn our economy back on and turn the world's economy back on and stop the replacement migration and the rest of it that's killing us versus how are they going to strike back? Because I think it's fair to say, he may disagree, but they are hounded. They are desperate. They're at the WEF saying, we got to ban free speech in America. We got to arrest our opposition. They are killing us. And from what I see, that is happening. And again, I use this example we had Gavin McGinnis on 2 days ago. He said the same thing. He was getting 20-30% hate when Trump was first in office when he walked down the street. Now, and 70% love. So was I. I'm getting 99% love. And again, I'm a public figure, so people know who I am. They don't know who the average person is, so you don't get to see how effective we are and how big the awakening is. So it's an incredible time to be alive.
And we see this in so many other facets and other areas. So Dr. Beeny, thank you for joining us. What do you want to get into first?
Well, we can get in the whole range of it. The church-style committee that's coalescing in the House. We can get into the Pfizer situation, that interesting confrontation. We can get into anything you want, really. We could even get into a topic I've been discussing publicly lately that gets to the core of the information war. The concept that you've so brilliantly made the title of your show and really part of the ethos of what you do. And that is how certain people seem to be so promoted in an artificial algorithmic sense. And I've gotten a lot of pushback, a lot of hate and a lot of love, frankly, for some of my critiques of this individual called Lex Fridman that maybe you've heard of. So we could get into that as well. So really, wherever you want to take it, I'm happy to go there and discuss.
You know, I know Lex. I've had dinner with him. I've followed some of his work. But I do see the buzz online about him because, correct me if I'm wrong, when we get this later, it's kind of a side issue, but also see it as like, you know, like the Greta Thunberg thing. I guess you're kind of getting at, is he something like that? I do see it algorithmically promoted by the system more than really anything else. Which I find interesting, but I like a lot of what Lex has to say and do. I'm not super familiar with all the ins and outs. I know there's been some controversy with you and he, and I really respect you, so I'd like to have you get into that a little bit here coming up. But it's not just the algorithm. It's other talk show hosts and other podcasters that don't normally promote other people. I've seen them almost cultically, devotedly promoting him. It's almost like messianic or something. But then I've seen some of your writings. I think what you said on Twitter is, but there's not a messianic thing there. I'm not saying he's not a smart guy or interesting. I just, it's like, dun, 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 oh my God, he's here. It's the greatest thing ever. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. No, I'm getting at a lot of things. And I think it's important to underscore that I haven't, frankly, been able to get through much of his content just because I find it a little bit boring. It's sort of like the TED Talks, and TED Talks are very popular with a certain type of demographic, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with this type of content. He seems unobjectionable as a person. I'm not saying he's a bad person. It's really not personal. Like, you know, I have fun with it a little bit just because it is such a ridiculous thing, but it's not personal. There's nothing against him. But I think as citizens and as consumers of information, it's really important for us to scrutinize and interrogate where the information comes from. And when there's all of a sudden somebody who seems to be the most algorithmically put on person on the entire internet, like I joke, you can't watch a cooking video and go to sleep and not wake up to a Lex Fridman video. It's literally everywhere. Sometimes it'll, you know, they'll vary it up. You'll get a Jordan Peterson video. You're getting a Ben Shapiro video. But the extent to which the algorithm shoves this guy in your face, I think is a little bit bizarre. And I think we deserve to know what's behind that. Now, you know, we both have a lot of respect for Joe Rogan. I think the case of Joe Rogan, his talent is very evident. I understand why he's so successful. He's someone with an ability to resonate with the masses. He's mastered multiple different crafts, which helps him, you know, facilitate interesting conversation. It's the basis of his interesting network that he has that includes, you know, amazing and fascinating people like yourself. I don't see that with Lex. There's nothing about him that makes me say, okay, he's really talented as a speaker, he's really charismatic, or he could just be a boring, nerdy guy who's tremendously accomplished as a scientist, but he's not that either. He markets himself as this MIT professor. He's, you know, he gave a couple lectures at MIT, which is very easy to do, but all of his formal academic credentials are from Drexel, where his father spoke. And so it's not so much this, like, attack on Lex. People say, oh, is Darren Beatty jealous of Lex? Well, not really, because we're in completely different lanes. We do very different things. If anything, I'm jealous of you, Alex, because you've been incredibly successful and you do kind of what I admire more. But with Lex, it's more about, where the hell did this guy come from? Why does the algorithm shove him in your face? And what does that portend for a future as we're increasingly mechanized, as we move to an Internet of Things? You can imagine.
So what you're saying is, why does the Matrix want us to see this guy? All right.
Exactly. Why?
You know, I'm going to invite him on the show. I've got his number. I haven't invited him on. He said, yeah, later I'll come on. And I asked to come on this show, and he said, yeah, you know, send me down the road. I'll have you on. But I haven't talked to him in about a year or a little less than a year. I'm going to give him a call and ask him that question, because I saw him when he first popped up a few years ago being interviewed. He had one of those guys that Rogan interviews. I forget which scientist it is, but they're like, and you're going to be very famous, and you're going to be the top podcast, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm not going to tell the story. I'm not going to even get into it. It gets ridiculous. All right, stay right there. We're going to come back and shift gears into the big news. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right. I'm really a little mad at myself for spending 5 minutes on Lex Fridman. He's a nice guy. I just got such huge issues here in front of me, but I also understand Dr. Beatty's curiosity in it, because I've been curious about that the last year as well. When you see advertising for something everywhere, you wonder what's behind it. But moving on from that, and just looking at the big picture here, sometimes the system does pick interesting people to be its spokespersons. Like, I don't know why they chose Greta Thunberg, who I find to be a very hateful little unlikable creature. She's now a full-grown woman who runs around doing things. So that's why I focus some on her, is just to look and say, well, how do the Rothschilds who back her think this is like what's going to sell us something? Or Klaus Schwab, like Dr. Evil up there, a completely unlikable James Bond villain person telling us he's going to run our lives and we will eat the bugs. That's where I want to go first, because the church committee ties into that, the new church committee that's forming. I've talked to members of Congress, I know you have as well, that they're doing it. They're going gangbusters with Jim Jordan and others. That's what the MTG and others told me on and off the record. But it ties into the whole shadow global corporate system that's using the same models to control speech in Europe that's now coming here. You have the deputy head of the unelected EU saying 2 days ago that she looks over at the Republican congressman and says, we're going to take over speech, aren't you, in the U.S.? And he's like nodding. Yeah, you'll have hate speech laws soon. We'll be arresting people. So they seem very, very desperate. So let's hit the WEF and what you see happening there to kind of the mouthpiece of the global corporate fascists. What's your view on the situation and with their darling over in New Zealand being so unpopular and resigning?
Well, I think the WEF is absolutely an objectionable group. I think the agendas with which it's publicly associated are corrupt and counterproductive. The environmental stuff, insofar as Greta is a spokesperson for it, is a total scam. And I'd say even more scandalous, you know, people used to think that, you know, the whole global warming thing, not really the underlying, you know, it's an interesting equivalent between the global warming scam and the COVID scam, which is that there could very well be like underlying sort of conditions that could be described as global warming, temperatures change, and so forth. But the real scam is using that as a pretext for something entirely different in order to reconfigure the global system. And similarly with COVID, COVID isn't a scam in the sense that the disease never existed. Like, there was a virus. There was something called COVID. The scam was the global policy response that treated this thing, which frankly wasn't that big of a deal in terms of it, you know, its impact as an underlying virus.
Sure, it was the vehicle of a giant global power grab to bring in the cashless society.
Exactly, and it's the same thing. And you see the Pfizer guy, the Pfizer CEO, who, by the way, had a very long and extended and very friendly sit-down conversation with our friend Lex Fridman. So put it out there. People can go and watch the Lex Fridman episode with the CEO of Pfizer. That pretty much tells you what you need to know about that. But no, the WF is a problem. But I'm almost inclined to say, yes, this is a problem. I think even more nefarious things are taking place right here in America. And there is even a part of me, I must be honest, that kind of resists a focus on the WF. insofar as it distracts from the criminality and corruption taking place right in our country. I think there's
I agree with what you're saying, that we shouldn't be distracted from the other systems, but you have the FBI director there. They're all coordinating. What I'm saying is this is the PR firm of the New World Order, and so what they're telling you is what they want to do. It's very good for people to know what they are and reject them. That means they're rejecting the whole agenda.
No, we're in complete agreement on this. I do think, though, you know, and it's a noble thing, there, despite everything that we've seen, there is a kind of, there's a noble, optimistic, but in some ways naive part of the collective American psyche that does not want to acknowledge how far down the snake pit our own country has descended. And I think as a psychological matter, and I think these people are evil, don't get me wrong, but as a psychological matter, there's something kind of soothing about a villain like Schwab, who is this weird, bald, foreign guy who's like German with a German accent, has been the most vilified accent probably in history. And he is a bad guy. He is a villain. But there's something, I think, in the collective psyche that enjoys him as the villain because it helps us to escape from the reality that really the real villains, they're not, they don't necessarily have German accents. They sound like Christopher Wray. They sound like Merrick Garland. They sound like the scumbags who are running the United States of America much more directly. The people who run our intelligence agencies and so forth. And I think we, you know, we need to point at the WEF because they're all part of the same group, as you mentioned. But we should be honest with ourselves and say, look, the real criminality taking place right here in America is the same thing that we've talked about before, Alex, about how people love pointing fingers at China. And China is a dystopian hellhole and it deserves to be criticized. But at the same time, I think there's some truth to the idea that a lot of Republican politicians like to point their finger at China because they're afraid or not equipped to point fingers.
Oh, I totally agree with that statement. And the EU and the WEF and the Bilderberg Group is all a project of the powerful banks and elites in the UK and the US, known as the Anglo-American establishment that won World War II. We absolutely know that. I just see the WEF capturing people's imagination, Bill Gates capturing it. They are villains, and through that doorway, we're able to convert basically everybody. That's where I see 99% negative comments on every platform, even leftist platforms trying to prop them up. That's where we're having the biggest breakthrough. That's where the main wall's falling down. Of course, there's rings in the city like Constantinople, but we've breached the main wall. People know there's a global government. They know there's corporations doing it, and they're very unhappy at Davos, and half the attendees didn't come, and they're super scared, and their minions are dropping like flies. And so once people notice there's powerful elites putting politicians in, well, I see the really cultural takedown of the WEF as the first big gate to fall, the first main gate. And then, you know, the next rings aren't that hard to take down once we get there. And now we have the new church committees forming, and we have the what Elon Musk is doing. And, I mean, I see no fault in Elon Musk at this point. You know, he says I'm terrible and keeps me banned, but that's his tokenism to be able to do the rest he's doing. He's being attacked or coming out for sponsors. He comes out and attacks the WEF and says they're an evil world government, self-appointed. And so when we come back, let's get into the new Congress, the new church-style committee. For listeners that don't know or viewers that don't know what the church committee was, we should tell them the last big time the deep state got spanked, and so much more coming up straight ahead. Please, folks, realize we're in an info war. We cannot stay on air without your support. You're amazing, all you've done. Plus, we have great products you need. Big sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So many products that have been sold out are back in stock, like Alpha Power, Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, Fizzy Magnesium, Vaso Beach Complete, Super Mel Vitality. Those are all big discounted. And then things selling out up to 50% off are also available, like Brainforce Plus and Brainforce Ultra. If you want to stock up on those, do that right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance
to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140, Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's shift into really, really, really big news here and throw out a couple topics and get into what's happening in Congress with Dr. Darren Beatty here. We have the latest Hunter Biden developments as well we're going to be hitting. What would you call this moment geopolitically where the Saudis have confirmed rumors that were there a month ago that, and here's the articles for folks that want to see it, that
they are going to move to a basket of currencies away from the dollar being the petrodollar with Russia and others. That's about as big as it gets. That's ending the Bretton Woods Agreement and other agreements made later with the Saudis. We also have the European Parliament approved a resolution calling for the creation of an international tribunal for Putin and others. 427-19, 33 abstained. We've got U.S. set to finalize massive security aid package for Ukraine, including Stryker combat vehicles. For the first time, Kissinger changes his opinion from saying, got to end the war to stop nuclear war, to saying, no, we need to bring Ukraine into NATO. So just a huge development on that front. This is a big, big deal. So looking at the different geopolitical players, there's China that's in control of the Democratic Party to a great extent. And then you've got the Republicans that play both sides. You've got the EU with, you know, all of its activities. You've got the Saudis moving. But overall, it looks like Putin's not winning the war decisively or physically, but by what he's doing to Europe and enforcing the development of a multipolar world, in the long game, it looks like it's making Russia stronger. Do you agree with that analysis, or how would you quantify where we're at right now on that front?
Well, I definitely do not think that Russia's in a stronger position. I think basically Russia is in what I might even describe as a catastrophic position. But it's very possible that when all is said and done, Russia is in a catastrophic position and the U.S. is in a considerably worse position as well. And, you know, there are various competing factors here. With Europe, you know, under Trump, there was this kind of push toward something called strategic autonomy, whereby sort of people like Macron were supposedly there to kind of reinvigorate a new era of sort of European geopolitical sovereignty and independence from the U.S., because basically they functioned as a vassal state of the United States since World War II. And there was this concept called strategic autonomy, under which Macron essentially was going to chart a new and more independent course for Europe. One result of the whole Russia-Ukraine issue is basically the death knell of strategic autonomy. Europe has, to a degree that I've found surprising, frankly, completely coalesced, completely bent over, completely reestablished itself as a complete, basically, slave state to the United States geopolitically.
And by the way, I totally agree with that. And that's why Victoria Nuland and all them years ago in this 10-year project to cause this war, they were bragging back then, screw the EU, which I don't like the EU either, but right. Don't they see they're having all their power sucked out by this?
Yes, they see it, but again, they're far more comfortable with it than I could have ever imagined. And the U.S. still has a tremendous amount of juice, especially in Europe. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. And really, the most dramatic example of this is how whoever it was, I can pretty much guarantee you it wasn't Russia, whoever it was that sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline, either, you know, the U.S. or some kind of proxy of the U.S., certainly to the benefit of the U.S., Germany basically bent over and took it. And that's an extreme sign of submissiveness that even I wouldn't have imagined, even from Germany, which is arguably the most demoralized country and culture on the planet at this point. And so I think geopolitically, you have to count the fact that Europe is totally in the fold of the United States. But then there are sort of third party actors in the Middle East. And I don't know if we can fully attribute this to the, you know, Russia-Ukraine thing. There are a bunch of other factors as well. But the irony is the strategic autonomy that was supposed to be Europe's course in the 21st century is actually, we've seen it more in the Middle East, in particular with Saudi Arabia, which, you know, used to be just so close to the vest in terms of the American empire with the, you know, the Bush connections, the petrodollar connections.
Sure, and they're making big announcements to end that order. You've got India getting close to Russia. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Russia's having big problems, but get to your point then. Why does it really hurt Russia but hurts us worse, making it a Pyrrhic victory?
Well, no, I think that it hurts, you know, Russia is, you know, very, very devastated. But I think at the end, because of, you know, the responses that we've marshaled against Russia in terms of, you know, I think, you know, on net, the demand for the dollar is still very high. And on net, the analysis is as screwed up as we are. Everyone else is more screwed up. And that means America, you know, for better or worse, will remain the global hegemon for the indefinite future. But certain factors that are important in this is that, yes, you know, countries like India, like Saudi Arabia, look and see at, you know, the way that we leverage the dollar position in order to punish our enemies geopolitically has probably caused them to think, well, maybe we need to diversify a little bit. Maybe it's not so good to have all these eggs in one basket. And that has really kind of accelerated a trend toward multipolarity that ultimately could be could undermine America's relative stature. I don't think that that's really great comfort for Russia. I think Russia is really a lot worse off any way you cut it. In any kind of honest analysis, they're just not doing well, and I don't expect them to do well. But it could be that they're like completely knocked out, and the U.S. is a little bit beaten up and ends up weaker too. And you would think, you know, the big winners from this would be China. And China stood to be a great winner from COVID too. You know, China was really sitting pretty along so many different dimensions. Like the U.S. had the Afghan failure. Then the U.S. put itself in a position where it was dumping a bunch of money and resources in Ukraine. On net, the U.S. originally was much worse off as a result of COVID than China. And then out of nowhere, Xi just enforced these insane lockdowns in Shanghai and the whole game changed. And now I think China is really suffering for it. So it's
do you buy this background noise that China will collapse within a decade? Because we've been hearing that out of some of these think tanks for a long time, and that's really getting pushed by the algorithm. Do you think that there's accuracy to that?
No, I don't. I think there's no accuracy to that. And again, for better or worse, I don't think there's a lot of accuracy in the predictions of, you know, the decline of the American empire. And I think, again, it's, you know, I have to read into the psychology of these things, and I feel it too. And a lot of people just see how corrupt the United States is. They see what a force for poison it can be in the world in terms of exporting its woke agenda. They look at these viral clips of third world conditions in Philadelphia and so forth, and people, and they look at the declining standard of living. They look at the trash airports. They see so much trash around there and say, wow, this is, to use a, you know, Trump's term, an asshole country. And they think that must mean we're going to collapse geopolitically. But I think people exaggerate the connection between those sort of manifestations of basic living conditions and the critical components that pertain to maintaining.
I agree with you. Let's talk about the domestic issues. Let's talk about the domestic issues and the new church committee and the Hunter Biden developments and what they're about to do with Biden. Are they about to remove Biden? Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He's our guest. Final segment with him, Mike Adams. He's got massive news coming up in the third hour here today. But we've kind of now run out of time. We've got about 11 minutes left right now. Let's drill through currently domestically the Hunter Biden information that he rented the house where the secret documents were. It's on the laptop that he worked for the Chinese intelligence. Just text messages and emails with him admitting it in audio files. They've already had all this information. It's his staff there that are finding it. I think it's pretty transparent that they're pressuring him not to announce that he's going to run in 2024. A, do you agree with that? And B, who are they planning to bring forward? Then how does that tie to the House investigations of the new church committee?
You know, that's a great question. And I don't have any special insight or visibility into who the alternative is. But I think the correct lens with which to interpret the Hunter and kind of Joe Biden documents thing is one, kind of as a irresistible attraction, distraction for a lot of people on the right. And secondly, it's a intra-regime fight. This is not coming up because, you know, the right wing has made it an issue. It's come up because there is a faction of the regime that has made it an issue, and this is the way that they send a signal to Biden for whatever reason. Maybe Biden, you know, was reluctant to, you know, give even more aid to Ukraine. Maybe, you know, there are a lot of reasons, or maybe they just determined the guy is too senile and brain dead to continue, and we need to move him to the side, and this is how we do it. So I think those two things need to be kept in mind, even as we can't help ourselves but consume more Hunter Biden scandalous content. I think it could also be a distraction from this House committee, this church-style committee, to give them some kind of shiny thing to look toward in order so that they don't look at maybe
exactly. More they went after Monica Lewinsky and the blowjob and the cigars instead of the Chinese generals in the White House with satchels and briefcases of cash. It's a classic way to compartmentalize the crisis, get rid of this puppet, and save face, because they don't mind having a puppet, but he's so embarrassing. He's rebranding the Democratic Party with Fetterman and others as literally the zombie party. And so but Biden does think he's his own man. He is out of his mind. He may refuse to step down, and I think they may assassinate him and blame it on a right winger and eat their cake, have their cake and eat it too.
Well, that's very interesting speculation. I think the prospect of the, you know, the deep state or the regime trying to get Biden to resign and Biden refusing is actually a very humorous one. And as for Fetterman, you know, he's something else. I mean, one thing you can't say, American political content is the most entertaining political content anywhere.
Oh my gosh.
World.
I mean, he literally is like a brain dead mutant zombie giant.
No, but yes. But the thing is, once Elon sticks a Neuralink into Fetterman, he's going to be the American Caesar. But he'll, of course, also have his daily diet of Lex Fridman fed to him directly from Neuralink. So stay tuned for the super Fetterman, the Caesarian Fetterman, enhanced by Elon's Neuralink. But no, these things are really hilarious. It's ridiculous. It is a clown country, which is both a kind of it keeps things entertaining. It helps us keep going, but it's also the insult added to the injury of all of the corruption and everything else. But just a quick point about the church style committee, because I've been calling for the church style committee publicly for over a year and a half now, and it looks like something resembling this is going to take shape. And I want to make the most of it. And in order to do that, I think it's really critical to understand where the historical comparison to the church committee breaks down. In short, the church committee was a Senate committee convened in the 1970s that ended up uncovering a lot of the intel domestic abuses that you've covered so well on your program for a long time, things like MK Ultra, things like COINTELPRO, all of these sort of classic programs that we now know the intelligence communities were up to. But the thing is, the church committee was a Senate committee. This thing we have now is in the House, in the House committee, and the Senate just has more juice and more respect in many ways. Secondly, the church committee was a genuine bipartisan effort. Senator Frank Church was a Democrat, but there are also famous Republicans like Barry Goldwater on the church committee. They had the cooperation, you know, within parameters. They had some friendly cooperation with President Gerald Ford, who was of a different party. And there are many cases of church committee and their staffers having friendly meetings in the Oval Office.
Sure, and that's back before the bureaucracy that Eisenhower warned of taking over had fully taken over. So I think the bureaucracy is way more entrenched now.
It's more entrenched, and it's more homogenized. I was going to get to just it's a simplification, but basically the church committee was allowed to investigate abuses against left-wing adjacent causes like the anti-war movement. A lot of the public support for it came in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal, which is perceived as this, you know, corruption by a right-leaning presidency. And so basically you had a divided system with a right-leaning intelligence apparatus and a left-leaning media and academia. And that genuine sort of division of power across the institutions enabled something like a church committee to take place, which, again, it didn't get to everything. There were a lot of cover-ups, but it did do something meaningful. And the reason it's so much harder to do that now is there's no genuine division of power across the institution.
Sure. So real fast, the time we have left, what do you think the agenda should be for these committees? And not just get distracted from, you know, with Hunter, but obviously big tech spying, big tech collusion, the Democratic Party basically sitting there and, you know, controlling big tech. I mean, they've really got to address all this. But so many of them, even Jim Jordan, who looks good on the surface, takes a lot of Google money and has had some bad pro big tech votes.
Very true. I mean, the only member of the committee that I know of as a member that I have tremendous confidence in is Representative Thomas Massey. But again, the question is he able to carry the whole thing on his shoulders? I've advised him publicly and privately, in order to make the most of this, don't get bogged down in this avalanche of information. Don't take the ADD approach looking at everything. You got to be really narrow, targeted, specific. And when you combine specificity with persistence, you might actually be able to get results. My issue, as you know, is I've been covering the pipe bomb scandal extensively, the January 6th pipe bomb. I think it's a very politically doable ask to get the full, raw, unedited footage, the DNC surveillance footage of the pipe bomber. And the reason I think that's doable
not
is
not just
that
the pipe bomb, the 14,000 hours, because they are really trying, they're hiding that. And we know it proves it's a false flag.
Yes, but even prior to the 14,000 hours, I'd ask for the 1 hour or so of the surveillance footage of the pipe bomb, because I think there's a danger of getting overwhelmed and bogged down in all of this. How long does it take to go through 14,000 hours of information?
No, I hear you. What else should be on the agenda? Because we've got limited time to do this on air and with the committee. What are some of the other things they should go after?
Well, I think that they should pursue with more specificity some of the revelations that came out in the Twitter leaks, in the Twitter files. I congratulate Elon for allowing the Twitter files to happen, but I think it's in many ways inadequate because we have these, you know, mediators like Barry Weiss and others who are sort of looking at the material for us. I think that they should aggressively subpoena any and all involvement on the part of the government, and also government cutouts whose effective job is to do censorship that the government wants to.
Well, sure. I'd like to know the war, because I know I'm in those files. I've already been in some of them. I'd like to see my file released. But don't look for that. I mean, they should just release it all, and like WikiLeaks, let human intelligence, the general public, go through it. I think the House should demand all 14,000 hours be posted online for the public to grab, and then we'll go through it. That's the only way, is to give this to crowdsourcing.
I think that's absolutely true. I think the places that I would look, the scalpel I would use for the DNC surveillance footage, by all means, release the 14,000 hours, however much.
But you're saying get the guts open. The scalpel to open the guts up is the pipe bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're out of time. Dr. Beeney, thank you so much. Amazing job. And we'll continue to fight the New World Order.
Indeed. Thank you, Alex.
All right, Mike Adams is coming up. He's got a bunch of big news. I got a bunch of big breaking news. This is going to be a jam-packed third hour. I'll host a little bit in the fourth hour because we've got two reporters from New Zealand who are going to be coming on talking about this big globalist resigning in New Zealand. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.